Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Beauty of Jack is he's really coachable. And so when you tell Jack Quinn to go attack an area of his game in practice last year, he does. When you watch video with him, he was listening, he was absorbing, he wants to get better. JJ is one of those rare guys that has the speed and the skill and the explosiveness of elite dynamic offensive players. But also has the lurking goal-scoring ability that more of the intelligent offensive players have. Quinner's going to play center. JJ's going to play the off-wing, which has been normal for him. JJ feels very dangerous coming on the offside. Brett Murray will be the left wing, and he can add a lot of physicality and size along with really good goal-scoring touch around the blue paint.
So we're on TV too, and we showed the video there. I didn't hear a word he said, Seth Appert, and I know he was speaking, and I could hear words coming out of his mouth. I just couldn't take my eyes off the hair. This guy's as buttoned up as they get. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. That was Seth Appert, head coach of the Rochester Americans, obviously talking about Jack Quinn and some of the other prospects. As the Prospect Challenge is set to begin on Friday night, so make sure you get your tickets and. Jack Quinn will be playing center, as we talked about right there. Paul Hamilton going to join us today. He's down watching them skate, so we'll see how the kids look. I guess I don't really want to call them kids, but to us they're kids. So we'll see hear how the kids look. And some big news. The NHL announcing the 2022 Tim Hortons NHL Heritage Classic. So here's the best part about the press release. Will showcase a number of top players in the NHL. The Sabres are led by 2018 first overall NHL draft selection, Rasmus Dahlin and Captain Jack Eichel. Are we expecting Captain Jack? Craig, I said to you the day before we started the show, we're not talking Jack today at all.
Yep.
But, good morning, by the way.
We got to go to Vegas. We got to do a little bit of betting.
Is there a thing in Vegas you think that says Jack Eichel will be on the Sabres, yes or no?
In March 13th for the Tim Hortons Heritage Classic. Will you see Jack Eichel?
Let's start a riverboat gambling set right now. Let's do it. What are the odds? Give me the odds. Zero.
I'm going to say that the odds are 30%.
Jeff Colton, can you throw in the rundown when the trade deadline is next year?
I would imagine you're looking at I would say mid February.
Yeah. So, okay. It'd be very interesting if Jack Eichel's playing in that game. It would be I don't even have the word. I don't know what word. Tweet me at the Instigator 76. What word comes to your mind if Jack Eichel's playing in this game? That's what I want to know.
Can I ask you a crazy question?
Sure.
Is there a possibility? Is there any possibility that time can heal? Is there a possibility that Jack Eichel on March 13th is playing with this team, okay, that has grown, that you see the light with some of these young
players? I have a great answer for your question, Professor.
Jack Eichel is there and wants to be a part of it.
Okay. The answer is, you said, is there time where things can heal? Is that the question?
Yes. Does time heal?
No. Time will never heal this. Circumstances will force it to be healed.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Or no? Explain. Circumstances. The circumstances. He wasn't traded. He might not have a choice.
He was injured.
He might not have a choice but to play.
The market wasn't there for him. Yeah. He is in a situation that he must play, and he must play multiple games in order for the Sabres to be able to, you know.
Well, in order for another team to feel comfortable enough to move a lot of assets for him.
Yes.
It's not about him getting healthy so the Sabres can trade him. It's getting him healthy enough so other teams will at least believe that he's healthy and be healthy enough to trade for, I guess is the word that I'm looking for. So. Well, is that our jackpot?
I've been shocked in a lot of things. I've been shocked in a lot of things in the last number of years. I will tell you this. If Jack Eichel is on this team on March 13th playing in that Heritage Classic, it is going to take the cake. It is going to take the cake. And you know what? It's going to take the cake for a couple reasons. One reason is maybe time heals. Time heals his neck. Time heals his mood about not wanting to leave Buffalo. He sees the light of what's trying to be done here by Kevin Adams and his staff. And he's saying, I see what's going on here.
Okay. What's going on here? I'm trying to follow because that's
what's going on here is that Dylan Cousins.
Oh, is this recap from the future?
Player continues to get better, and there is major improvement. There is looking at Casey Mittelstadt and that 8th overall pick a couple years back, looking at Casey Mittelstadt, and he's taking major strides in his development. He's still young. He's 22 years old, but he takes major strides points-wise. Okay. And dominating the other lines that he's playing against. Dylan Cousins, the same thing. You look at Jeff Skinner, who's had, you know, he's had a bump in the road in the last couple of years. He played for a coach that basically thought that he should be sleeping in the doghouse instead of the mansion. And he has a new lease on life. Okay. They're taking him for a walk every day. Yeah. Let's go take the dog for a walk. Jeff Skinner just blows up and he comes back to playing the game.
I hope so. And you know what? I hope so for him because it's a lot of heat on him.
Yeah. They need to fire, you know, the old firecracker under the butt. Get him going.
Well, no, they don't need to. He needs to do that. And hopefully it happened this offseason because the offseason's over. Training camp's right there. There's nothing he can do from now until training camp to get ready for the season if he's not
ready.
I hope the work was put in over the offseason.
You know what? Listen, so do I. Because I thought he looked like he was out of shape last year. That's, you know,
it looked like he didn't do anything last summer.
Right from the get-go. But, you know, I'm going to grant him. Listen, Jeff Skinner is a true professional. He's had tremendous success in the NHL. He's had two very lackluster subpar seasons, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to jump on, you know, the bandwagon of Jeff Skinner, because I'm going to tell you right now, the coach that he had for 2 years did not play him. So how are you supposed to produce? How is Casey Mittelstadt supposed to produce when he's sitting on the taxi squad at the start of the season with the coach that started the season? Once Casey Mittelstadt was given opportunity, he seized the opportunity. Okay? Jeff Skinner, was playing on the fourth line with two guys that are borderline NHL hockey players. And the guy's a 30 plus goal scorer, multiple years, a 40 goal scorer, multiple 20 goals. He's playing with Curtis Lazar and who is the other guy?
Riley Sheahan.
Good Lord. If I was Jeff Skinner, I mean, coming to the rink must have been so difficult for that young man. He's got to play. Yeah. You paid him. You paid him for a reason.
Well, play him.
Play
him. Maybe on Jack's line. Maybe that's how you figure it out. Maybe you put the two of them back together like you wanted at the start of the year, and you're like, look, Jack, if Jack's healthy, say he clears his medical. Put him with Skinner. Put him with Skinner. Bite the bullet. Let's go. Find a nice right winger for him. Who knows who it could be. Yeah. And let him go to work. Paul Hamilton going to join us here in a minute. Prospect camp going on.
Yep.
We're just talking. I mean, it's amazing where a Heritage Classic conversation about a hockey game in March can take you, huh? Look at the rabbit hole we just went down.
Yeah.
You know, and the only reason why we went down that rabbit hole was because in the press release, they actually, well, I guess they had to. They had to use Jack's name. Because damned if you do and damned if you don't. If they don't put it on there,
yes,
everyone's eyes go up. Everyone's eyes light up. Why isn't Jack Eichel on the list? You have Darlene. Why isn't Jack Eichel? If you put him on, oh, so now you're saying Jack's going to be here in March, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's like you cannot win with this press release. I mean, yeah. But it's not like it's a terrible thing, but it's just interesting, you know, where something as simple as a player's name on an announcement can take a conversation. Good morning, Paul Hamilton.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Paulie, do you put your microphone in your pocket and come to the rink?
Yeah, you carry it around everywhere, right?
You carry that in your pocket?
I knew I was going to be on, so I put it in my bag, so I had it. So, trying to be responsible.
Okay, so it also looks very cold in the rink because you're wearing a winter jacket.
It is very. I didn't wear a winter jacket yesterday, and I was very sorry that I didn't. So I just had like a sweatshirt on yesterday. So yeah, we went to the winter jacket today. It is very cool in here.
Good stuff.
How's it looking over there?
Good. I just love being here and being able to interact with players and coaches. I met Don Granato for the first time. You know, I zoomed with him many times, but you know, just got a chance to actually speak with him and face to face. And it really is.
You got to shred him in person.
You miss it. You really do. I mean, now that you get a chance to talk to guys and be face to face with them, it's different. You don't take it for granted anymore.
Paulie, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You know, we could sit here and talk about Quinn, Paterka, Ruustalainen, Matias Samuelsson, but I want to stop for a second, and I want to ask you. Has there someone that has raised an eyebrow that is not one of the players that I had just mentioned?
I don't know if you would put Oskari Laaksonen in that spot that you're talking about.
Okay.
I've noticed him.
Former third. He was a third round draft pick.
2017.
3 years ago. Yeah. 4 years
ago. But had a real good year in Rochester last year. Actually was MVP of their division. And made the all-star team of that division. So I've noticed him a lot. He's paired with Samuelsson, so I think that helps. I think they were a pair in Rochester too.
Yeah.
But what I look for when I'm here is guys who are quite a bit a step above the others here in their age group. And the guys you mentioned definitely are. I mean, J.J. Paterka is a guy you notice right away. Jack Quinn, Ruustalainen. I mean, they jump right off the page at you. But Laaksonen is a guy that I've really been impressed with so far. And again, they were doing drills yesterday that put defensemen at disadvantages, you know, with forecheckers breathing down on them right away and they had to make a quick play. Laaksonen handled it better than any defenseman the whole time, not just once, the whole time. Can you know, withstand that pressure. And if he has to, he can eat the puck, take a hit, and then live to, you know, for another day. Or move it along the wall.
He's also a little bit older than each guy there. He played how many years? 2 years in the Finnish Elite League
And then he played what? Last year was his first year in the minors or second?
Yeah, first year. But remember when he was taken in 2017, everybody said, who? I mean, even a lot of the scouts said, who? It's like, why are the Sabres grabbing this guy in the third round? They could have got him in the seventh. Yeah. Nobody knows anything about him. Well, obviously the Sabres scouts did their homework because this is a kid that I think is going to become a player and has developed very nicely since they drafted him in 2017. Another one is the kid, seventh round pick in 2017, who played at Wisconsin last year, Linus Weisbach. He's a little guy, but he's quick and he's nifty. And he played last year on a line with Cole Caulfield, and he's playing on Rustalainen's line here in this situation. And he has jumped off the page at me too. Just the quickness that he shows, even with the puck. Some guys, you know, when they get the puck, they slow down a little bit. They can't. He accelerates when he gets the puck. He has it, and he has some nifty moves too. So, you know, he's another guy. You wonder if maybe he can turn into an Olofsson-type guy who was drafted late and became a late bloomer and then turned into somebody who can play in the NHL. Now, not right away, obviously. I mean, he's going to be a Rochester guy, no question about it. Probably have to play down there a couple of years to be able to – but it just – here against guys in their first, second years or pretty much his own age, he too has jumped off the page at me.
Instigators, Paul Hamilton joining us here. And he's down at the rink. I was just thinking about this as you're talking, Paul, and we'll get back into Sabres prospect discussion, but it's like normally a prospect discussion is just, it's not really, we didn't do this last year. Right.
No, so
this
is, I missed it.
I know. And you mentioned that at the start when you're like, oh, and you brought up the Zoom thing, and just the normalcy kind of feels nice right now. I think I'm looking at the schedule. It's the 16th of September. By the way, it's my billet dad from junior, Bill Knight. Happy birthday, Bill. Yeah. And I'm just sitting here. It's like, it's nice to be able to talk about the prospect challenge. So
yeah,
Paul Hamilton's down at the rink and there's talk about Jack Quinn playing center. How do we feel about that? How does he look? And Craig was going to ask, and I know you talked to him, and I was going to message you because you just talked to Jack Quinn, did you not?
Actually, he's just getting to the podium, so I turned my recorder on and headed up here so I could get on with you guys. So,
okay,
I'm looking over there. Done, he's speaking Paul. Right now.
Take the mic and your computer down there and throw the question at him. I'm dead serious. Take it down there. It's all wireless, right?
No, I'm actually plugged into a hardline here.
Damn you, Paul. Has he played center before? Craig was asking that question if he had history of playing center.
Not before Rochester last year, but right before he got hurt, they put him at center. And Seth Appert said he was going to finish the year at center. And it was actually a shame that he did get hurt, that he wasn't able to go out there and finish the season at center. It's something that ever since he's been drafted, the scouts and Kevin Adams had this in their head, that they felt his skill set, they might serve him well as a center.
Why?
It's something they had in his head, in their heads, that because they feel, at least at his age, he pushes the play. You know, that Paterka does that too, and I've watched him do that here, where they're the ones that push the play up ice, and he's got the speed to do it. He's improved his speed and a very, very intelligent player. Appert says you don't have to tell him twice. You know, you tell him something, especially back checking in the defensive zone. He knows exactly what you're talking about. He says, and sit in a film session with him. He goes, you listen to him. He goes, the types of questions he asks and what he sees in a film session, he goes, is different than other players, the way he thinks the game and the way he can push play. So that's why they felt they wanted to give him a good look at that. So he's going to play both games.
When you're saying push the play, Paul, does that mean push it with the speed and how the intensity that he plays, moving the pucks up the ice, tracking back? Is that what that means when you're talking push the play? Because people that are listening right now, some of them are, what the hell does push the play mean?
It's the quickness of it, where he can get the puck and he's moving it quick. You know, he doesn't need to sit there and go, okay, I'm going to go here. Well, what's going on? He can see the play. He's a step ahead of the play. You know, he sees it coming. His vision is a little bit different than maybe somebody else. I'm not comparing him to Thomas Vanek, but Vanek was the guy that I always thought of that. Thomas Vanek would do things that other players wouldn't do because he's seeing the play before it even happens. So he has in his mind how this, the play that we're coming up on, how this is going to develop, and I can make a play. That's what they're looking at with him, that he can get quick plays up ice. And then when he gets back and he's playing defense, what's the biggest thing you're doing? You're trying to get the puck back. You're trying to defend so you can get the puck back as quickly as possible and turn and go. And that's, you know, he also has good back pressure when he comes back, or that's what Appert has talked about. I can't say that I saw a lot of Rochester games last year.
Well, let me break that.
I'm going by what people have told me, the way that they break down his play.
So when you talk about he has back pressure, you know what that means?
Yeah, he's.
It's called you care about the defensive zone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Players that have back pressure are the ones that understand that the defensive responsibilities are just as important as the offensive responsibilities, okay? And those are the best players that you want on your team. You want elite offensive players, players that can score, players that can create and make plays, but you also want those players, those in particular players that are so great at offense, to care about defense just as much. And when you talk about putting a young player who's now going to be turning 20 years old this year, okay, you look at that player and say, why are they allowing him, or why are they putting him in a position to be, you know, to test him at center? It's because they believe that he cares about both ends of the ice. We're talking 200-foot players. If he didn't have defensive responsibilities in his blood, they would never in a million years put him at center.
Mm-hmm. And you remember back when he played with Team Canada last time out with Cousins? He had a big defensive responsibility. And I remember thinking that when I was watching those games, that, you know, he was killing penalties. They put him out in key defensive spots to be able to, you know, at the end of games. So, you know, he was given those responsibilities back. Now, his junior coach was the coach of that team. So he knew him very well, but he knew what he could get out of him. And now those were his responsibilities on a very good Team Canada team.
Well, I'm watching him here. I was just watching him here. If you're watching on MSG, Paul Hamilton joining us here on the Instigators. Just watching him do these drills that we were just checking out. He looks quick.
Yes.
He looks quick. I mean, now, granted, I know he's playing against other prospects, and that's not a knock on them. He was an eighth overall pick. He's a world junior type player. So, I mean, he might have a step on some of these other guys that are inexperienced and nervous, but he looks pretty fast.
But he's doing it, and that's the thing. I go back to Alex Nylander. Alex Nylander should have been a step ahead of these guys, and he wasn't.
Right. You know, great point, Paul. Yeah.
You know, but so you got to be able to prove it. Quinn's proving it. J.J. Yeah. Paterka, he's opened my eyes. I didn't know much about J.J. Paterka. It's first time in North America. He's only been in Buffalo for 4 days. I mean, this is a kid who was drafted in 2020. Now, he too, Craig brought this up earlier about Laxinen. Paterka has played in the men's league for the last 2 years.
One word to describe Paterka.
Quickness. I've noticed the quickness, how he gets his shot off. You know, I've noticed he doesn't waste any time with it. He seems to find the holes in the offensive zone. He's always in motion. There's always movement in what he does. I don't know if I've watched him stand around once in 2 days. As far as when the play's going on, he's not afraid to get up on the wall. I've seen him make some good body checks up against the wall on a forecheck to get pucks, because that drill I was telling you about that put pressure on the defense, they had forecheckers in there. Who was the first one in there and made contact to be able to get the puck? Paterka, every time. I mean, it's very consistent in what he does. You know, he has like a radar. All right, there's the puck. I need to go get that. And, you know, he wants to be the first one in there to get it and win the battle. But I've noticed he's not afraid to engage in those battles along the wall and do that. So those are the things that...
That's because he's played with men for 2 years, Paul.
He talked about that yesterday when we chatted with him. You know who he played with last year? I think you know. I know you guys know. You might not be thinking of it.
I do. Derek Roy.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Derek Roy? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And he said he learned a lot from Derek, even about Buffalo. He said Derek told him what a great place Buffalo is. But he said the way Derek handled himself, the way he prepared, those types of things. He said he learned a lot from Derek, and he enjoyed talking to him about hockey. And he goes, it really is useful to be able to play in that league and be able to talk to guys like that, you know, before you even get here. Yeah. So here's a young player who was just drafted in 2020, but he's had that experience the last couple of years playing in a professional league.
Yep. Got a tweet here from a guy named Dave. We were talking about Eichel before you hopped on. We're going to take a break, but he said, my Lord, Andrew just said, Eichel comes to camp and passes the physical. What is this guy talking about? He still needs surgery. What am I talking about, Paul? Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Instigators, okay. Does Jack Eichel still need surgery? How do you know, Dave? We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. Where to begin? Paul Hamilton's with us. That's step one. Number two, Prospect Challenge starts this Friday against New Jersey, 7 p.m. at the Lecom Harbor Center. I don't know for sure. I honestly didn't research it. I think there are tickets available. I don't know. Paul, are they selling
tickets?
Tickets
are $10. Yeah, they're $10. Okay. I don't know if it's sold out or if there are tickets available. I can also tell you I'll be on with Brian Koziel and Brayton Wilson. We'll be bringing you both games on the radio side here. People are listening on the radio. So
beautiful.
7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, we'll do our pregame roundtable and then face off is at 3.
We also announced at the start of the show that the Tim Hortons, or the NHL announced, not us, but the NHL announced, so we announced the NHL's announcement. The 2022 Tim Hortons NHL Heritage Classic will feature the Leafs and Sabres at Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton, Ontario. That will be on March 13th. And so we were just, Craig and I were just kind of having a fun conversation at the announcement's expense, basically, because they promoted Dahlin and Eichel. And right, so
we saw Marty was sitting here with us. I was sitting here with Dan and Marty, and that was brought up.
Well,
in our little powwow we had here, we were doing our own show here.
So we had a conversation, and I said at the start of the show, I was like, yeah, you know, maybe Jack shows up, passes physical, and he's on the ice. And Dave writes in, my Lord, Andrew just said Eichel comes to camp and passes the physical. What is this guy talking about? He still needs surgery. Well, and then I said, How do you know, Dave? Because Elliot Friedman somewhere, who I happen to trust, and other people around the sports world, I'm sure Dreger's had it too. They're wondering if Jack does show up and maybe pass a physical. How do we know if he's not healthy over this time?
All I can go by is Elliot's podcast with the doctor. During that podcast, that doctor, who is the guy who would do that surgery if Jack got what he wanted, he said Jack does need a surgery. The Sabres feel he needs one surgery and Jack wants another. But he did say at that point that Jack needs surgery, that, you know, he can go around, skate around and everything, but, you know, he wouldn't be able to play the way he is right now. Now, that was what, 2 months ago? Have things changed since then? I don't know. I'm not privy to Jack's conversations with his doctor or anything like that. But that's what was said back then, and that's all I would have to go by, is, you know, that Jack would need a surgery. But as I said, that's 2 months ago.
So if this is where everything's kind of brewing for me, right? Is if he does still need a surgery, Paul, and, you know, what are we to expect happens next week when they report?
I would think now they would have to sign a couple of players, depending on what they pay Darlene, if they would suspend him without pay, because then it would put you way under the floor and you would have to reach the floor. Spending money is not hard. You know, going out and signing a few players to get yourself up to the cap floor is not a hard thing to do. But yeah, that's what I would anticipate. The Sabres would have the right to either terminate his contract if he would not agree to the Sabres surgery, or the Sabres course of action through the collective bargaining agreements, the Sabres who control this. So they would have the option of doing nothing, just letting it be the way it is, voiding his contract, which I don't think they would do. Or
so they can suspend him without pay and just let him sit there until he does what they say.
And that's, I think, and that's the discussion I was just having with Marty. Marty's saying, well, yeah, but then they're going to be under the cap floor. I said, but how do you get this thing to move forward? Let's look at the vaccination rates of the National Football League and the National Hockey League. Bill Daly's in that, they're doing those player interviews and everything in Toronto. He's there. He was quoted as saying, now, by the time the NHL starts the season, they'll be like 98% vaccinated. There'll only be like 15 players in the league that aren't vaccinated. Well, why is that? Let's think for a minute. Why is that? Because the NHL is taking money away from them. If you are not vaccinated and you test positive and you miss time, you don't get paid. You also could get suspended or fined. Now you're taking money out of the player's pocket. Now you're talking their language. The NFL's not doing that. They're not taking money out of guys who aren't vaccinated. They're not fining them if they miss time or anything like that. I think when you start talking money, that's different. So how do you get Jack to move off his stance? Well, you suspend him without pay. Would that be enough? If he's not making his $10 million, would that be enough for him to say, all right, I'm just going to have to do it their way? That's the only way we're going to get out of this.
And what is their way right now, Paul?
Is the fusion surgery. Is what
then Jack Eichel doesn't about. Play this year. Basically, what we're up against right now is Jack Eichel does not play hockey in 2021-22.
He would at least get paid to do that, and then the trade would come probably next offseason.
What a spot. What a spot for both sides.
It is. I've never seen anything like this in all the years I've covered the league.
Again, is that the best idea, the situation for Jack as a hockey player or Jack as a person? And I don't have those answers. There's answers
right.
that professional athletes need to ask themselves. You know, as much as I am a professional athlete and, you know, but I'm a professional athlete for a short period of time. And after that, I still have to live a very long life. And I don't have the answers to this. I would never sit there and say one way is better than the other, because I have no knowledge of either surgery. I just ask myself, as a professional hockey player, what is the best thing for Jack, not only as a hockey player, but as a person who has to live another 40, 50 years of life mm-hmm. after this.
What does he do? That's the thing. I mean, his medical rights were negotiated away by the NHL Players Association.
Yeah.
They gave the teams the right to they took away the players' medical rights that all other citizens have, but they don't. So I understand his frustration.
How does that conversation go, Craig? Do you think it goes something like this? Hey, guys, listen, don't worry about this detail. No one's ever going to force you to not make a decision. No one's ever going to – we've never seen an injury where you're allowed
second. It's never going to come to this.
It's never going to come to this.
Or so remember,
just, let's just move past that. That has to be – I could be wrong, but that's what I hear. That's what I hear in my head from being in those meetings, that it's never going to come to this, like you just said. And here
remember
we are
Teppo
with one
Newman
of the game's best players.
Had that heart condition. He got suspended without pay. The Sabres, for whatever reason, had to for – I don't remember back that long why they did it, but there was a procedure. I don't know whether it was because of issues with money or whatever it was. They felt they had to go that route. So
was that Teppo? Did you say Teppo?
Yeah, Teppo. Yeah. Newman,
you know
he
what?
Had the heart problem.
And you know what? How they handled it back then, I can say because I was on the team, absolutely divided the team and the management. There wasn't one player that was sitting there agreeing with what we had. A guy in hospital just had open heart surgery, and there's a grievance going on about whether or not he should be paid.
Right.
Like that was a sick moment.
What year was that, Petey? Do you remember?
It's my last year in Buffalo. No, second last year in Buffalo, 07-08. He played one game that year. He played against Boston the last game.
Now, that was different owners, different GM, different everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that situation. Yeah. So, everybody says, how is this going to come out? I don't know. And I don't know what Jack can – well, I know where the avenues are, but what do you do? As a player, at what point,
and I've talked about this many times with, you know, just friends and just chatting about this. At what point in time does Jack Eichel just say, listen, I'm going to have this surgery because it's the best thing for me as a player and after the game of hockey? Because that's why you would make it for both reasons.
Can he be sued then? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. Can he be sued by the league, by the Sabres? As I said, the Sabres, I don't think, want to terminate his contract because then you don't get anything for him.
I think it would have to go something like this. It would have to go – he would have to probably tell them, and then he probably wouldn't get paid until he was back on the ice and healthy. That would probably
he
be
– He definitely wouldn't be getting paid. That's for
yeah,
sure.
He wouldn't,
he might not be. He might not be getting paid anyway.
And I could be wrong. I'm not a labor lawyer,
so
but I mean, just
at what
common
point
sense.
In time does Jack Eichel just say, forget it. I don't care about the money. He's already made what, $40 million in his career, Paul? Mm-hmm. He's made $40 million. He has a opportunity to make a lot more money. But if he feels so strongly about this surgery, why wouldn't he just go and say, I don't care if I lose the $50 million. I'm going to get paid regardless once I come back and I'm healthy.
Yeah. Because he's going to, it could be a situation where he's going to get suspended without pay either way. You know, if he doesn't pass his physical and doesn't want to do the Sabres way, chances are pretty good. He's going to get suspended without pay. Well, if he gets suspended without pay, and as you said, you've made enough money for 9 lifetimes already.
Yep.
All right, live with being suspended without pay. Just go get your surgery then.
Exactly. Come back, get healthy. It's supposed to be what, a 3 months, you know, from start to finish. He's going to be back in 3 months. 6 weeks, he's back to working out. Another 6 weeks, he's back skating and ready to go. You know, at what point in time does he just make that decision? Because he's going to get paid. Because if he believes in the surgery. Then go and have the surgery.
He'll be back in the NHL somewhere.
Exactly. This
you know,
year.
I'll say this. Like, it's been months of talking about this. Neither side is wrong. The Sabres have the right to their stance.
I agree with that.
The CBA.
I agree with that.
And Jack is not wrong. Jack is not wrong. I mean, I couldn't imagine. I mean, he's in a worse spot than the team is in. And the team needs him to be healthy in order to move forward, but he's in a worse spot. He is in a way worse spot than the Buffalo Sabres are. Because if Jack never plays again, the Sabres are going to roll on. Sabres are going to continue.
So pardon? Jack's going to move on in life.
Sure. Well, he'll move on in life.
Let me tell you something. If he feels this strongly about this surgery, then he should have no problem going to have the surgery and come back and play.
If I were, I would not want to have my neck fused. If I were playing, I would not want to have my neck fused. I would love, but I wouldn't trust a disc replacement. I wouldn't trust the technology because there's no proof. I don't care about MMA fighters and those guys. They can do whatever they want.
It has been done on college hockey players. That's what that doctor said, successfully, but not NHL players.
And who are those players? Do we know?
He did not say.
He's probably not allowed to say.
Let me ask you this.
Well, then you got to go and find out who those players are, see how many games they played, see how they felt, and see if they're still playing and active and if that thing's had any issues. Because – or you just hold your ground and you just continue on down this path. But, again, like I say, I mean, just after talking about this for months, neither side is wrong. I see both sides.
Jeremy White asked me this question on Tuesday, and I think it's a better question for two former players than it is for me. Like, does this moving forward, because players talk, does this make the Sabres look really bad in players' eyes around the league? My thought was, you know what? In this particular case, I haven't really heard the Sabres, Kevin Adams, getting killed about this, you know, getting really criticized.
Because he's saved by the CBA, and that's why he's able to take the stance.
But even when you're saved by the CBA, players are still like, well, the Sabres aren't going to treat you very well if you go there. Look at what Kevin Adams says. I haven't heard a whole lot.
Because
of that.
No team would handle this any differently.
Do you, as players, feel the Sabres are going to be at a disadvantage when it comes to getting players to come here because of this situation? Because they're going to say the Sabres are a bad organization. Look how they treated Eichel.
No.
How are players going to look?
No, I don't. I don't. I think if the team is good, players will want to come
in. Player here because they have not played good hockey for a long time. That is why the Sabres are going to have a hard time. If you go back to 2000, you know, 2007 and 2008 and, you know, 2005, 2006, I mean, you would have people lining up to play for this team. You got Chris Drury, Briere, Vanek, Roy, Pominville. You know, I mean, they're loaded with great hockey
Everybody
players.
Wanted to stay.
When you
Everybody
are on a good
wanted
team,
to stay.
That's where you want to be.
So you don't
right now the Sabres are struggling. The Sabres are going through transition. It just seems like the transition's been a lot longer than what we've wanted. But they're going to get there. They're going to get back. And you know what? There are going to be players that want to come here. Number one, because Pegulas are willing to spend the money. That's number one. And the number two, if you do this right, this will be a competitive team in a couple of years.
I'll tell you quickly.
Craig, you don't think this situation will hurt them?
I don't think this is the first time that we've heard this crap about teams fighting with players and the players don't care.
Players care about
playing on a good team. They care about being paid. And you know what? I mean, the Sabres at one time were a very desirable place to come. Not right now, but guess what? Back in the day when Pittsburgh Penguins sucked and were picking first overall every year or second or third, when they pick Crosby, Fleury, Malkin, Jordan Staal, they sucked. No one wanted to go to Pittsburgh. Well, do people want to go to Pittsburgh now? Yes, because you have a chance to win.
And play with some of the best players. Paulie, I'm going to tell you exactly what players, or at least what I believe players in the league would be saying about the Jack Eichel Sabre situation when we return. It'll be the first thing I say when I come back, and I wrote it down so I won't forget.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, because I think it's good. So stick around, find out. This is what players in the league, I feel, are saying about the Buffalo Sabres Jack Eichel situation, Paul. Okay? It's as real as it gets. This is what they're saying after sitting back from wonderful seats and learning a valuable lesson. They said, I won't handle any situation I have like Jack Eichel did. Jack Eichel created this whole mess single-handedly.
You know what I think players are thinking right now? And the next collective bargaining agreement, this can't be.
This 100%. Has to be
that's what I think players are thinking right now.
Well, but until then, they don't have a choice. So right. I'm just telling you what they're saying until they have the right to try to change that.
But again, do you think the NHL and the owners are going to give that up?
Well, that's
they already have it, Paul.
They do.
They don't have to give it up.
Well, they're going to have to give them something in return if they're going to give it up.
They already own it. The players are going to have to give something.
No, I said the players are going to have to give something back in return.
Paul, concessions were already made to get that accepted. Like when this was negotiated, concessions were already made. So you can't go back and say, well, now we want to renegotiate that or we want more concessions for that. Because it's like the 24% rollback. The minute the NHLPA put the 24% rollback on the table back in 2004, never came off the table. It was on there across the board for negotiations, and every player took the rollback. Except for guys like me, who I actually made more money because the league minimum went up.
Now, for the players,
but
Riv
lost a ton of money that year.
They had to get something in return, didn't they, to accept this? I mean, the owners got this. So in order for the owners to get this in the collective bargaining,
when's the last time you've seen, Paul? When's the last time you've seen a situation that we are dealing with here in Buffalo? When's the last time you've seen anything like this?
Never. I haven't seen it.
So that's why when you're signing that contract, it's kind of like the Players Association, the players, it's irrelevant. It's never, don't worry, guys. We have great doctors. You can do your second opinions. You can do this. I did that throughout my career. I had a second opinion. I actually had a third opinion on a situation medically that I had. And it all, I figured it out with my hockey team. Okay. And we've never seen anything like this where two sides differ so much in a medical procedure that you have a player that's going to sit out.
And I will summarize Craig's situation for the end of the show like this, Paul. He went for his first opinion, didn't like it, went back to his second opinion, and then his third opinion he agreed with, and that was the same opinion as the first opinion. Paul, you've been and that's the truth, isn't it, Craig?
Somewhat, yes.
Yes, somewhat. Yes. Paul, thanks for your time today, buddy. Enjoy the Prospect Challenge this weekend. We're back tomorrow. Instigators Row.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.